As the Russian siege on the Ukrainian city of Mariupol continues, intent on crushing any remaining resistance, the White House says it's sending new shipments of military aid to help Ukrainians fight back.
We're in a critical window now, and the United States and our allies and partners are moving as fast as possible to continue to provide Ukraine the forces that they need, the weapons they need, the equipment they need, their forces need to defend their nation.
The latest aid package, announced the same day the Ukrainian Prime Minister was in Washington, meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and military leaders. It totals $800 million in heavy artillery, including 72 howitzers, 144,000 rounds of ammunition, and follows more than $1 billion in security assistance already sent to Ukraine.
However, with this latest disbursement, I've almost exhausted the drawdown authority I have that Congress authorized for Ukraine.
That's why next week, Biden will ask Congress for even more money to continue the flow of weapons. But as for where these weapons go once handed out, the White House admits there's little accountability. The failure to track who is receiving U.S. weapons alarms members of the president's own Democratic Party. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar last month tweeted, "The consequences could be disastrous if weapons are given to paramilitary groups such as the far-right linked Azov Battalion without accountability."
A lot of these weapons also end up in conflicts outside of the country, and this is the one of the primary concerns. It's really out of the control of the United States. When we provide weapons, we try to ask the countries to agree to use them and control them in certain ways. But ultimately, that's not something we can have control over.
For decades, the U.S. government has armed non-state groups in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, and elsewhere, often with unintended consequences. Most recently in Afghanistan, weapons supplied by the United States to fight the Taliban are now being used by some militias against civilians to commit human rights violations.
The Defense Department is calculating just how much money the White House will need from Congress for weapons for Ukraine. Whatever the amount, President Biden says the goal is to keep the weapons flowing without interruption. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.